Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good evening and welcome indeed. This is Intimate Moments. If it is Thursday like this, we bring in ministers of the gospel, ministers of the word, ministers that are ministering the word of God. One of them is Pastor Hwadi. We love his preachings as well. Muruti, good evening and welcome.
Dari Mashakeni, thank you. Thank you so much. We really bless the Lord for this opportunity. God is always, you know, opening doors and he creates opportunity so that we are able to share the gospel with each other and touch hearts, you know, so that the hearts will be able to respond to God's call. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, I love when you speak about doors.
Oh, yeah.
Because whenever he opens the door, no one will be able to shut it down.
That's so correct. Actually, Pastor Mashakeni, you know, there is a Bible verse, and that's where we are going to be focusing on today as we talk about open doors. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, it speaks about the open doors. And I want to read from verse number 7 of the book of Revelation. The Bible tells us to say, write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. And what he closes, no one can open. Dadi Mashakeni, it continues to say, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. You know, as I reflect on this passage of scripture, I realize, you know, the key point that which I want to raise here is that God speaks to the church today. And as he speaks to the church, he says to John, he says, write this letter, send it to the church in Philadelphia. And God here identifies himself to be the one who is holy, one who is true. That is our God. He is holy and he is true. And he says, as you write this letter to, you know, the church in Philadelphia, tell them that the one who has the key of David, remember, the key represents authority. And when you have the key, it means you use the key to open the door or even to close the door. And he says, I have the key of David. And he continues to say, what he opens, no one can close. And what he closes, no one can open. God says through John, he says, I know the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. You know, the power of the key in accordance to this particular verse that we read in Dr. Mashakin, we realize that God is in charge of everything. We realize God has the authority. He has the power. And he tells the Philadelphia church, he says to them, I know your strength. I know that you have little strength, yet in your little strength, you have obeyed my word. And he says to them, and it is because you did not deny me being God. And then God speaks about the open door. The open door in this passage of scripture, it refers to an opportunity that God is opening for his people. People who never deny him.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti, a door gives you an access into the house.
That's powerful, Dati Mashake.
It could be a building, it could be a house, it could be anything.
Yes.
And one has to have the key to open that particular door. Even in the car.
Yeah.
The door gives you an access. If you don't have the keys for the car, you cannot. Talk more about this door.
Yes.
Door.
Thank you so much, Ndati Mashakin. As you have rightfully said, that, you know, the door will give you access. In an actual fact, this is what the Lord was saying. And he says, look, I have opened a door for you. It means God is saying the opportunity has been opened. You are entitled to utilize this door. And obviously, we know that every door, you must use the key. Once you have the right key, you are able to go in, you are able to go out, because you are having the key. And God is saying to the church in Philadelphia, because of your little strength that which you have, and he says to them, do not be dismayed, do not be discouraged. I am God, who is the only holy God and the true God, and I have seen your little strength. And he says, the door is open to you, for you. And once God is opening door, God is simply saying, you are now having an access for the opportunity that I am creating to you.
Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us like this. Pastor Ernest Wadi, he says, I am the true God.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Now, being truthful, God is actually showing his attributes to say, I am the true God. I am God who is so honest. And if he says, I have opened a door for you, he does not lie to us. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, it says, God is not like man, nor like the son of man, that he can, you know, speak and lie. Everything that which God will tell us, it comes to pass for a simple reason. The church in Philadelphia, they were undermining themselves. They thought, because we are having a little strength, therefore God may not, you know, give us an opportunity. And God was assuring them, and he says, I am a holy God. I am God who is true, one that you can rely on. I am the faithful God. Now, it simply means that whatsoever that God is promising us to do, God will, you know, eventually make that to happen. God eventually will fulfill every promise that he gives us as his children. And you know, us as the children of God, Ndati Mashakeni, we should not be in a position to doubt ourselves.
We should not
be in a position even not to doubt God's promises. Because every time when he speaks to us, today he is saying to us, the opportunity is being opened. The door is being opened.
I love that. I love that.
Now, make use of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize the door. There are some Christians, children of God, when they see doors open, they are scared to enter, you know, that open door. But I want to bring this to our attention, Dr. Mashakin. There's a man of God who spoke in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 9. And I want us to read that passage of scripture, Dr. Mashakin. If you can check that passage of scripture, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 9. There is these words, Paul says, there is a wide open door for a great work here. Now, he is able to see the door that is open wide. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, you can read that.
I love it. It says here, Mfundisi, and the family, for a great and effective door has been opened to me.
Wow.
And there are many adversaries.
Exactly. And he says there are many adversaries. Now, if you can read this passage of scripture, you realize that Paul is actually intending to visit the Christians in Ephesus. And he says, I want to, you know, come and pay you a visit so that you are able to help me in the ministry that which God is calling me. And he says to them, he says, there is a wonderful opportunity. There is a door that is open wide for me. He is able to see that the door is open. And he is trying to make use of that opportunity. And also, he acknowledges that there are adversaries. He acknowledges that there are those who oppose him. You know, many a times, children of God, they see the opportunity that God is opening, and they focus more on the adversaries. We are not supposed to focus more on the adversaries when God is opening a door for effective work.
In conversation with Pastor Ernest Hwadi, I love this topic. For a great and effective door has been opened in me, and there are many adversaries. I want us to talk more about adversaries. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. In conversation with the man of God, I love the conversation, I must say.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We continue with the conversation on Intimate Moments. My family, I love the conversation. Open doors. Let's go back a little bit. You said a door gives what? An access into what?
The door gives you an access to another space.
I see.
Yes, it gives you an aspect, an access to another room.
Yeah.
Now, when the door is open, Ntate Mashakeni, there is, you know, an opportunity, there is access that you are given. You don't just enter every door. You, before you enter the door, you must be sure that you have the key. When you are given a key, it means you have been given the authority, the right, you know, to open that particular door. Now, this is what we are saying. Whenever God is opening up a door for you as the child of God, make sure that you utilize that opportunity. Do not be scared like many children of God who are becoming scared. And this is where the Bible teaches us about Paul, who says, there is a wide door that is open for me. And he's able to realize that there are those who oppose him. There are those who are against him, so that when he wants to utilize the opportunity to enter, you know, into another space or into another room or into, you know, another opportunity, obviously, adversaries will come, oppositions will come, opponents will come, people who will speak things, they will always be there. But he is adamant, he is focused, because he realizes that God has opened the door for me.
Let me read this verse, Mfundisi. By the grace of God, allow me to say, remind the family where you have read. Let me read this one, and you go back to the scripture that you read when we started this conversation. Numbers 23, verse number 19, I'm reading.
Yes.
And I want you to couple these verses going forward in terms of the door we're talking about. A door of salvation, a door of business, a door of ministry, a door of bringing up children. All these opportunities are doors. And you said many a times we focus on the adversaries.
Yeah, that's
Numbers
so
23, verse number 19, Mfundisi. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Revelation?
Yeah, this is Revelation chapter 3 from verse number 7. Tati Mashaki.
Read it for us.
Yes. Now it says, write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true. The one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. And what he closes, no one can open. And it continues to say, I know all the things you do. And I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Now, this is, you know, this is so true. Acknowledging that God is holy and that God is true. Also acknowledging in the book of Numbers that God, whenever he promises, he cannot, you know, withhold the promises that which he has, you know, made to us. God is not like man, nor like the Son of Man, that he could make a promise and not fulfill. He is certain. He is truthful. He is, you know, he comes at the right time, even to open a door for us at the proper time. And as you have rightfully said, that there's a door that is open for an individual, a door for effective, you know, business, a door, the business that will, you know, flourish, the business that will grow. You know, when God is opening that door, he is making sure that when you see that door being opening, that opportunity being opened for you, you must be able to assist another person. God gives you that.
I see.
Yeah, he gives you that opportunity not to only benefit yourself, but also to benefit other people. There's a door that Mashakini, as you know, we were talking to say, God is calling young pastors today into the ministry so that they can preach the gospel. Lives, souls will be won towards the glory of the Lord. You know, there is a great door of opportunity. Paul talks about the opportunity of ministry because God called him to the ministry to preach the gospel.
We're talking about open doors. I'm glad that Pastor Ernest Wadi is here. Perhaps you can identify with this and say, I have seen doors in 2024. I have seen doors the past months or so. I have seen a sliding door in one of the garages. I wanted to buy something.
Mm.
That sliding door, immediately you stand, it opens automatically. Talk more about such doors, Mfundisi, whereby grace just lavished to you. You just, you know, things just happen because God is there.
You know, Ntate Mashakeni, if God has opened a door, there are other doors that will just open automatically as you speak.
I love that one.
Yes.
I love that
one. Now, that shows the grace of God to say, if we dwell much on prayer, if we dwell much on seeking God's face, where we have read, the Bible tells us to say, yet you obeyed my word and you did not deny me. You know, if the children of God obey the word of the Lord, if we do not deny him, that's where you will see these other doors. When you just come in, when you approach, a door will just open.
Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, the first day edition, Pastor Ernest Wadi. I'm in conversation with him this evening. The open doors.
Yes.
Murut.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back a little bit to what you said earlier on. Why do we concentrate on the negative and the adversaries instead of the open doors that are being opened by the Lord on daily basis, monthly, yearly?
Yeah, you know, that is a challenge of us as children of God to say we don't want to take the opportunity that is laid before us. We normally want to concentrate on the struggles that which the devil is bringing against us. We really need to grow up, Ntate Mashakeni. We are not supposed to be intimidated. Now, children of God mainly, they are intimidated because the devil is bringing war. And I must remind children of God to say, we are in a constant war against the evil one. The powers of hell, the evil forces, will come and will fight us. But we really need to stand firm and understand, you know, the principles of the word of the Lord. We must understand that God is always on our side. Whenever the devil comes to us, we know that because God is on our side, we are fighting a winning battle. Now, let us not lose focus. Let us focus on the principles and the promises of God to say, when the adversary come, we stand firm. We know the weapons that which we use. These are not the weapons of carnal weapons, but we fight against the principalities. And every time, Tati Mashakiri, when the devil comes and he becomes at war with us, we really need to remind ourselves of the promises of God.
Pastor Enes Wadi, look at the way the Lord opened the Red Sea.
Oh, yes.
You know, the Bible tells us that it was a dry land.
That's so true.
And water were just giving them a standing ovation. They stood up.
Mm.
They passed through.
Yeah.
And when you see such things, Mfundisi, you become so amazing. Say, Mudimu ke a leboga, mogao o mokalo.
Yeah. You know, Ntate Mashakeni, obedience is very much important. When we continue to listen and to hear and even to do in accordance with the word of the Lord, some of the things that which we face, we are not going to struggle because we know that God is walking before us. You know, he opens things as you relate to the issue of the dry sea. You are able to see that God is the one who will create a path where people would say, I won't be able to pass yet. But God himself, because he is the sovereign God, he is able to create a way where there is no way. Now, when we talk about open doors, this is what we are saying. Let's allow God to lead us. Let us give ourselves fully to the Lord. And it is God who really creates, you know, a way out. In each and every step that which we take, God is there to say, also to order our steps. He directs and redirects our movements. He speaks to us. He says, this is the road that which you need to take. And once we go through that, Mashakeni, we are not going to be failing because he is on our side.
Indeed, he is on our side. I want us to look at one word there, little strength. He talks about little strength.
Yes.
Let's continue after this. Remember, my family, we are having this conversation which is based in the word of God with Tate Moruti Enes Wadi, because really you are benefiting you as a child of God. We continue with the conversation.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Yeah, we continue with the conversation. Thank you for joining us. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments. Now, God is on our side, Pastor Wadi said.
Mm.
And you can look back now in hindsight and say, he has opened so many doors for me. What shall I render unto the Lord? For all his benefits are upon me. Murut, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni.
Little strength.
Little
strength. In the book of Revelation where you have read.
Yes, in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 until verse number 8, Ntate Mashakeni. It says, you have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. What a powerful statement for God to realize that the church, you know, in Philadelphia, they obeyed his word and they did not deny him as God. And God is able to see that these people, even though they have little strength, they continue to believe God. They continue to rely upon God. And that's why the Lord was saying to them, I have opened a door for you that no one can close.
Let's go back to the strength of the word there. In that chapter, there is some way it speaks about the word. You have kept my word.
Yes.
You know, and earlier on, you wanted to emphasize much on prayer and the word of God. Talk much more about that as well as we progress.
Ndadi Mashakin, you know, when you hear the word, and when you believe the word, not the word of other people, but the word of God. Even when you go through tough situations, when you, you know, at times you don't know what whether you are on the right track or not, it is the word of the Lord that will always tell you to say, this is the road, this is the path that you need to take. God will speak to you. He will direct you. He will always, you know, channel your ways. He will assist you to take the right steps, you know, for the journey that which you are taking. He is a great God who always, you know, speak to us. And he comes to say to the Philadelphian church, he says, because you have little strength, yet you obeyed my word. Now he's able to see that these people, the church, are so obedient to my word. And that's why the Lord was saying, let me open the opportunity for these people. Let me give them a door and a wide door for them to go in, you know, and experience great things. As you allow the Lord to open this door, you are also going to experience the great, you know, possibilities that much again. At times, the Bible tells us to say, he opens the door and there is no one who can shut this door. And this is where we see the grace. Even when people speak evil against you, even when people say, you are not going to be successful, you are not going to make it. Maybe it is through your studies, Ntate Mashakini. It is through, you know, your marriage, and people are saying you cannot make it in your marriage, you cannot make it, you know, in this ministry or in this business that which you have ventured into. I must say that the Bible says when he opens, no one can shut. And when he shuts, there is no one who can open. Now you can see the sovereignty of God, to say God is in control. If he blesses you with an opportunity, be rest assured there is no one who can take it, you know, from you. If he gives you a position at work, at times even when you don't even qualify for that position, there is absolutely no one who can take it, because you are given by God.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, the teacher of the Bible on intimate moments. I love verse number 8. I know your works.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Yes, he says, I know your works. He knows your hard work. And he knows that you have been knocking, you have been praying, asking God to do what? To open a door. There is another passage of scripture that you must again in Matthew chapter 7, when you take it from verse number 7. It says, keep on asking. There are so many children of God who are asking, and I want to encourage you to say, don't stop asking. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 7, says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. And this is where we come in, Dadi Mashakini, to say, as you continue to strive in your prayer, as you continue to humble yourself, you know, to the Lord, as you continue to deny yourselves and to yourself, to humble yourself, and even to surrender everything to the glory of the Lord. The Bible says, as you keep on knocking, it says the door will be opened to you. This is the promise of God.
I love that.
And it says, for everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. This is a promise that God is giving us. We are saying to our brothers and sisters, you have been praying for quite a long time. You have been worried at times, you know, feeling down. You have been so dismayed and so on, Dadi Mashakini. But the Bible tells us to say, as you continue to knock, the Bible says the door will be opened for you. And this is our prayer, to say, God, open door. that door, that which your children, you know, are looking to say, and they wish to say, I wish God to open this door for me. Let it be open in the name of Jesus. Let God open every door so that you are able to do what God is calling you to do.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mfundisi, one of the things that we should realize in our lives is that these doors are not being opened by our own strength.
Exactly.
Man's strength, Ntate Moruti, is limited.
Yeah.
But God is infinite.
That's so correct.
Unlimited. These doors that the Bible talks about, it is by His strength. Because the Bible says, it is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
You know, as you say that, Ntate Mashakeni, by the Spirit of the Lord, remember Colossians chapter 4, verse number 3. The Bible says, and it is, you know, Paul here, and the Bible says, pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities. Now, he's simply saying, pray for us that doors will be open for us. Particularly, he is addressing the issue of, you know, speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming Christ as the Savior to the nation. And as you say, to say that many would believe that it is our own doing. Actually, it is not our own doing when we see doors being open. When doors are open, they are opening because of God's intervention. That's why Paul says, pray for us too. And Paul is also calling, you know, the Corinthian church to say, support us, you know, by way of praying to God so that the Lord will give us many opportunities. In turn, so that we are able to speak about the mysterious plan concerning Christ. And he says, this is why I am in chains. And he also acknowledges to say, whenever doors are opening, that comes, you know, with so many challenges. As God is opening up doors, Ntate Mashakeni, challenges may come. But thank God, because when they come, we are surrounded by the protection of God. We are not alone. He is with us. But what I wanted to show you is that, you know, he says, pray for us too. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12, the Bible tells us to say, when I come to the city of Troas, to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me. You know, that is why, Ntate Mashakeni, we are saying, do not hesitate when you see the door is opened for you. Make use of that opportunity. Paul is very clear to say, as I was proceeding doing the will of God, and I came to the city of Troas, and when I arrived there, I was preaching the gospel, the good news about Christ, who is the Savior. And he says, the Lord opened a door. Now, when you read this passage, you realize that Paul was not sitting, Ntate Mashakeni. He stood up. He took an action to say, I want to stand up. I want to take, you know, a move to go to the city of Troas. And when he took that, God then opened a door of opportunity.
Well, in the next segment, we are summarizing this, and I would love you, servant of the Lord, to go back to that verse and read it and speak about the importance of the door, the importance of the power of the prayer, and the word of the living God. And we sum it up,
amen,
this topic.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
My family, thank you so much in this hour as well, in this hour as well. Pastor Ernest Wadi has done justice in terms of bringing in different scriptures from old to new, new to old. And I love it. And I love it in terms of the open door. Now, David says, Mfundisi Wadi, the entrance of thy words gives light.
Amen.
It gives understanding unto the simple. So the moment you speak, we say, I see, because it brings light into your heart, into your mind. So a listener is able to identify with this God that we're talking about. Finally, what do we learn from this episode or this discussion here? And open doors.
Yes. Dadi Mashakeni, thank you so much. What we are learning is that, number one, God is aware about our work, is aware about our deeds. That's why in the book of Revelation, where we have read chapter 3 from verse number 7, it says, I know your deeds. And he continues to say, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. We need to realize as children of God that if God opens a door for you, there is absolutely no one who can close that door. We must just accept it and be rest assured and, you know, believe it, to say even it doesn't matter the amount of pressure or temptations or challenges that which the enemy brings. If God has opened a door and he opened it so wide, there is no one who can close that door. Number two, Ntate Mashakeni, we also need to realize that at times we have little strength. And even though we do have the little strength, we must continue to obey the word of the Lord, and we should not deny him as the sovereign God. And that's where we will be able to realize the grace of God. Other doors, you don't even have to struggle. They are just going to open itself, you know. And when they open itself, that's when you are going to realize to say, actually, it is the Lord who is walking before me. Now, this is why we also spoke about, you know, the importance of a door in life. And we say the doors are important because they give us access to a new room, access into a new space, access into, you know, the opportunity that which the Lord is giving us, we are able to realize. And I must also emphasize, Ntate Mashakeni, to say, every time when the Lord is giving you an opportunity, please do not forget where you come from. Don't forget. The Bible tells us, you know, to say, when God has given you the blessing to possess the land in Canaan, he says, do not forget that it is the Lord your God who has given you that blessing. And mostly you realize that when now the opportunity has been opened and people are enjoying the benefits, they tend to forget where they come from. We should not forget that.
Pastor Enes Wadi is summarizing our topic, the open doors. Mrut, allow me to read the word of Jesus.
Yes.
Or the promises, or the words that Jesus spoke. You are summarizing everything. In the book of John, the Gospel, chapter 10, I'm going to read nicely so that the family could understand. Jesus used the illustration, but they did not understand that the things which he spoke to them. Ne? Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Number 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, number 1, and go in and out, you spoke about it, and find a pastures.
Yeah. That's so powerful, Ntate Mashakeni. The first thing we need to understand is to realize the Bible tells us to say Christ is the door. Now, if we know that Christ is the door, it means that he's the one who gives us access to a door. He gives us access to come to him. Now, when you have Christ, who is the access, Ntate Mashakeni, every door that which you see, you are having Christ himself as the access. You know, which you don't just go and open doors which are not, you know, Christ related, which are not biblically, you know, positioned. There are other doors that which we are not supposed to, you know, even view them or look into or have the desire to open, because we know that they are not Christ centered. Now, Christ is the door. He is the big door. And by Christ, Ntate Mashakeni, we have the pasture. We are able to go out, even coming in. Why? Because we are in Christ. He orders our steps. He directs us to say, these are the doors that which you can open.
Moreover, when you talk about pastures, yeah. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall
praise
not
God
want.
For that.
He leads me in green pastures.
That's powerful. That's powerful in that day. Now, he leads me in greener pastures, Ntate Mashakeni, every time. That's why the book that which we have read, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8, it says, yet you obeyed my word and you did not deny me. You know, obedience is very, very much important in us also being able to identify the right doors that which we need to go out or coming in so that we are able to get the greener pasture.
What did we learn out of this conversation in the book of Revelation that you have read? When you put it together, what is it that we could say? Retutile this about the Lord Jesus, retutile this about the door, retutile this about the prayer, and also the word.
Yes, thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. We learn that Christ is the door. We learn that he gives us the access. And also we learn that Christ or God knows all things that we do. And we also learning to say, there is a great door that is open that no one can shut. Also, we have heard a reference from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 9, where Paul was saying a wide door is opened for great work. And he says as well, although there are many who oppose me. Now, we also learn to say oppositions will always come. Adversaries, you know, people who are against what God is doing in our lives. All that will happen. But thank God, because whenever every challenge that which we face, we see happening, God is on our side. He is not going to leave us nor forsake us. We also learn that the same Paul talks to the Corinthians, to the Colossians, and he says to them, pray for us too, that God will open many opportunities so that we are able to speak and to proclaim Christ. And he says, even though we know that we are now in chains. Now, chains, we are being chained because of the great opportunities that which God has opened. And the last verse, Ntate Mashakeni, that which Paul talks about here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. He says, when I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened door of opportunity. This means that every time when we stand up, God is going to open the door of opportunity. This is what we have learned, Ntate Mashakeni.
Now, allow me to say to you, may the Lord bless you, Tatana Muruti Ernest Hwadi. May you pray for the family as well for this message tonight.
Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we know, Lord, that you have opened a door, and a great door for effective work upon each and every one of us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to show us the doors in which we need to utilize with the responsibilities given us. We ask that, Lord, you continue to bless us, you continue to do us well. And I pray that, Lord, help us to see the great opportunities, and so that we can continue to do what you called us to to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Moruti, thank you so much.
Daddy Mashakini, thank you. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.